one of the arachnologists on our trip told me about this plateau, Arthur Conan Doyle's Lost Worlds. I mean, this is the granddaddy of all dinosaur and creature books and movies. It's where King Kong sprang from and where, you know, Godzilla or Jurassic Park, and they all came from Arthur Conan Doyle's Lost World.
You found this place?
So we went there. It's you know, it's known. It's on the borders of Guyana, Brazil, and Venezuela. It's one of the oldest places on Earth. It's 3.5 billion years old. This is where Africa and South America were ripped apart.
Uh-huh.
And
how do you even, I mean, where is it recorded? What did you use for a reference to even know where to go?
Well, it's been speculated for some time, you know, what is the plateau? Because people, you know, they read about this land forgotten by time, and they wondered, well, where did Arthur Conan Doyle, the author of Sherlock Holmes, where did he come up with this place? And people have speculated about Brazil because, and I can tell you a bit about that, Colonel Fawcett, a legendary Amazonian explorer who was looking for Atlantis, lost cities of gold. He was looking, he had run-ins with dinosaurs and giant anacondas. He was a friend of Doyle's and certainly influential in this story, but when you look into it, all the facts seem to point to this place. And there's a clue in the book, The Lost World, where one of the characters, Lord Roxton, he points to a map and he says, down here in the Amazon, where the three countries meet, This is a place where anything could exist, anything is possible. And, well, the place where the three countries meet is Mount Roraima. And if you look at it, I mean, it's a 9,200-foot plateau, and it rises over a mile above the surrounding jungle. People,
What is it geologically or otherwise about this plateau that makes it so much more likely to host the kind of environment you're talking about here than anywhere else in South America?
Well, because it's so darn old, because this, as I said, this rose out of the ocean as when the continents split apart. It was suspected, you know, for a long time that, you know, animals, plants, creatures, what have you, were isolated in the, and there are quotes directly from scientists, Victorian scientists, that were speculating as to what could be there. But even before the, you know, Victorians got in on the act in the 1800s, Sir Walter Raleigh was the first to report on the plateau. He was looking for El Dorado, the lost city of gold, and he believed, he described Roraima as the place of gold and diamonds. And so for three centuries, people tried to get to the top of this mountain.
Let me just interrupt you for one second. It does sound geologically isolated. Is there any chance, Peter, that that they felt that this was a isolated environment that would have sort of, I don't know, I guess, where time sort of stopped and the environment there has virtually remained the same thousands of years ago or even more till now?
Absolutely. That's what people believed, and as I tell you this story, I will tell you that they were right. And there's a fascinating story here. I mean, the Victorian explorers, you know, as people began to the great, you know, colonial expansion, you know, of the early 1800s, explorers went all over the world looking for new places, and ultimately it was, you know, part of, you know, colonialism, territorial expansionism, what have you. But really what was driving it initially was orchids.
Orchids?
Orchids drove the colonial explorers from Britain. People wanted rare orchids for their collections in England. And the Kew Gardens was the grand botanical conservatory in London, and they sent people out. There was also the Royal Geographic Society. Now, what was great about, you know, the background to The Real Lost World, to, well, our movie's The Real Lost World, but The Lost World of Roraima, the plateau, is that this was a time when people were just starting to find dinosaurs. In the 1830s, the first bones were being discovered in England. Now, it was before Darwin, so these certainly weren't reported in the Bible. These were things that cropped up, basically dragons in our backyards. What are these? At the same time, you've got explorers coming back from places all over the world with pretty well a new creature every couple of months.
Sure.
Pygmy hippos, you know, and by 1911, the Komodo dragon, but the okapi and, you know, all kinds of fantastic new animals. Gorillas were only discovered late in the 1800s. Amazing finds from all over the world. And so people believed anything was possible. On top of that, you have dinosaurs being discovered, and they built the first dinosaur theme park in London in 1853.
They did?
And we went there, and we filmed, for our film, The Real Lost World, we filmed in this park, which is untouched. These are life-sized dinosaurs standing outdoors in a very, you know, exotic environment with trees and grasses and bushes. And they're amazing. And so people demanded, and there are newspaper editorials from the time saying, why have we not gone to the top of Roraima? What secrets lie up there? And they virtually demanded the Royal Geographic Society send explorers to discover what awaits at the top, and they believed dinosaurs might be there. And the RGS, Royal Geographic Society, sent two explorers, Everett M. Thurne and Harry Perkins, in 1884. In our film, we take a modern team of scientists, and they follow in the footsteps of these two explorers to get across the swamps, down the rivers, across the savanna, and up the 9,200-foot mountain, and then into a new cave system, which has only just been discovered 2 or 3 years ago. And we take a biologist along to see, a cave biologist, to see what lies inside the caves.
Brave man. So across swamps, rivers, savanna, mountains, then finally caves that nobody's probably ever set foot in or hasn't for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. And you filmed in there.
We did. Now, if you add to that the native people, the M. Thurne, Everett M. Thurne and Harry Perkins, reported in their journals, which I've read, creatures described to them by the Indians. The Indians feared Mount Roraima. They feared the sister mountain, Ayantipuy, was considered the devil's mountain. There were spirits at the top. Roraima was spoken of in hushed tones. It was where the water, the mother of all waters, is the what Roraima means. And they didn't venture to the top. That's why so little was known about it. The Indians never went there because they feared what lay at the top. And so the explorers heard tales of water dragons, flying reptiles, bizarre turtle-like creatures, huge, 20 feet across.
Some kind of dinosaurs.
Yeah.